Hello, KZN, and welcome along to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. And guys, KZN, the biggest news of the week has been those big seas. And it's been big for the last few weeks. However, in between that, there's been some good bronze bream and cob along the way. And the remainder of the big seas has, well, provided for some very interesting fishing over this past week. With that, there has been some amazing catches. Now, let's get a bit of a tease of what you can expect in this week's show. Starting off with that offshore end, the offshore has been fishing throughout the coastline quite well. Some areas hotter than others, some areas where you cannot launch because the seas has been so big. But what I can tell you is that it is cooter season of note. Guys are getting cooter pretty much throughout this entire coastline, and they are getting them in abundance. As for the rock and surfing, you can expect bronze bream, shad, pompano, grunter, blacktip, kingfish. Guys, the fishing is pretty decent along the rock and surf side, let's put it that way. On your rock and surf end, I mean, if you're looking for some river action, you are definitely going to get those rods bending, because our reporters giving us some good, well, reports of some good river action. Pretty much the whole of South Coast and a bit into the North Coast. As for your freshwater, well, trout is in full swing, especially on that still water end. As for the bass, it is tapering down a bit, but there has been one or two slabs in between, and Mudma is definitely performing. Now, we're going to get into all of this in this week's show, especially with some good tips and advice as we near the end of the summer-autumn period, and as we are bracing ourselves for that winter season. Our reporters are going to be breaking it all down in this week's show, so pay attention. And now, before we get into all of that, a massive shout out to our sponsor, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for making this show possible and for those amazing products that you always give to us. Guys, now before we get into the show, I just want to remind you that you can catch all the highlights of this show and the visuals of what we are talking about on our YouTube channel, Angler News SA, going as Answer. Search it onto YouTube. You will find all the highlights of this week's show, as well as a few visuals that go along with them. And of course, get a glimpse of these reporters that are bringing you the news every week. Now, let's get into it. Starting off down the South Coast, where we have a very grumpy Adam again, because his seas are up and down. He's having good days of fishing and bad days of fishing. He knows of fish that are coming out, but he's having to really work for them. Guys, this is Adam and his friends with what's been going on down the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well, my friend. Hope everything's good your side. And I hope everyone in the fishing world is lacquer. So things have been a bit sort of good and not so good again down on the South Coast, Vinesh. It's starting to sound a bit like Groundhog Day, or a bit of rinse, wash and repeat down on the coast, Vinesh. I don't know when things are going to settle. I don't know when things are going to get better. I don't know when things are just going to be lacquer. It's getting to the stage where it's just, we're having one or two days of good fishing and then it's just for the rest of the week. And I don't know, Vinesh, it's getting to the point where we wrecking our brains and we scratching our heads as to what's actually happening down on the lower coast. One or two days of really good fishing, some really decent fish coming out, and one or two days of not so good fishing. I see even the WhatsApp groups are a bit quiet at this stage, and I don't think it's for a lack of guys trying. I just think there's not much coming out to really report or blow your hair back. But that being said, I know there's been some good action still in our rivers down on the coast, obviously with, you know, some perch and rock salmon, some cob still coming out. All of our major river systems down here definitely still doing the works. It's more than likely just because the sea's been so messed up, the guys are hitting the rivers, getting some really good fish at the moment. You know, that they are producing fish. It's also probably a point because a lot of our rivers down here are sheltered, so it makes for easier fishing and just better conditions to fish. So it's definitely going to be one of the things that, you know, I would tell the guys, look, head to the rivers. You're still getting a pull. You're still getting fish. You know, it's definitely a point that I would say I would try and make or do because it's still pretty good. Moving over to the rock and surf side of things over Nesh, there's still a lot of small snapper salmon, you know, around, especially in the South Broome, further south area. Caribbean Estate's always been a good spot at this time of year to start firing. I know also in front of Sandomir, also a very good area. Particularly at night time, it seems the guys that are fishing at night are getting some really good pulls, some really good fish, from your hound sharks to your decent size, you know, snapper salmon or smaller cob, 7 to 9 kilo range being definitely a lot of them around. And it's not a case of, you know, just guys going and putting a bait. Targeting the fish at night time in particular has been a really good point, you know, where the guys are definitely getting fish. But in terms of all the other local areas, you know, like Margate Pier and Yuvongo and stuff like that, Yuvongo's been actually pretty good at nighttime as well, but Margate Pier has definitely been on the quiet side. Our regular local shad fishermen definitely not been in the store to buy some sardines, Vinesh. So it's definitely, I don't know, good and not good. I don't really know what else to say, really, in terms of what the weather's doing and the wind conditions are doing, because it's kind of like it's all on its head at the moment, and then the sea flattens. We've had quite a bit of swell around lately and some really big swells where the sea's just sort of nice and flat, and every sort of fourth or fifth wave you're just getting a big stand up and, you know, crashing on the rocks and stuff. So it has been a bit dodgy for the guys to fish. They're having to stand a bit further away from the rocks or the reef, if you want to call it. So it has been a bit difficult for the guys, but I know there is still some breams coming out, especially your nice-sized bronzies, Shelly Beach being an area that I would definitely want to target. The guys are still spinning up in Umton 20 side, still spinning up towards Mzumbi, you know, throwing for that kingy, throwing for that snook, which is definitely still down on the coast. They're definitely here. So the guys are still trying. They are landing the odd fish. It's just definitely not a case of fireworks at this stage, Vinesh. So I'm hoping for the end of the month, things should start getting better, April, May. We should definitely start seeing some better fish down on the coast. So it's not really an area, if I was in Durban and I had to pick a spot to come and fish, I'd probably maybe want to go north or try Toti area. I don't know if I'd want to travel all the way down to the coast. Even living on the coastline, moving from Sheppey down to, you know, Palm Beach, Trafalgar, Munster, right down to Caribbean Estates, which is, you know, sort of past Port Edward. If it'd even be worth the drive, you go on that night and you catch no fish. You know, it is a bit far, and fuel cost finish is killing us at this stage, brother. But it's definitely an area that if I was living here, you know, on a weekend, it's something I'd want to do if the weather was good. Because I know they're getting salmon down that side. They're getting the snapper salmons, and they're not getting one or two. They're getting a handful. So it's good to see. And chokka bait's definitely been, I would say, the poison bait at this moment. Chokka and red eye's been working really, really well. Prawn, not so much at this stage down on the coast. Like I said, the bream aren't really around thick and fast to go and target them with that prawn or even that cracker. But the cob have definitely been taken on some nice fresh chokka. So that's something I would definitely want to put in my arsenal when coming down to the coast if I was wanting to target that species. Now, looking into the weather for the weekend, Vinesh, it's not looking good again. Dum, dum, duh. I'm sorry to say, but it really isn't. So on Friday, we've got a southwester pumping 40 k's plus. It drops right down, though, in the evening as the wind changes to a northeaster Saturday afternoon, gusting at around 30 k's an hour, so not too bad on Saturday afternoon. Sunday, the wind changes again back to a south-southwest with the wind at around 20 k's plus. So fishable, but might not be comfortable. The problem is the swell, Vinesh. It's going to be big for most of the weekend. I mean, you're looking at 2 meters plus. I know this past week it's been really big as well, and it's getting even bigger. I think it was Saturday or Sunday when I was looking during the week, it's going to get up to around 4 meters. So it's going to get big with a bit of ground swell in the mix as well for the weekend. But moving over to Monday through to Wednesday next week, the wind looks pretty good and it does look fishable still with a bit of a big swell, but definitely better than this weekend. So guys, if you are wanting to throw a line or wet a line down on the coastline, put a bait in the water, I would maybe want to try Sunday, or if you want to drive or you're willing to travel, head down through to Caribbean Estates area, try our lower coast, our deep south area, and maybe try for that salmon. Otherwise, head to our rivers, because we definitely have some good fish in our rivers. So yeah, guys, that's all for now. Hopefully things do start getting better on the coast, because we definitely need to see some good fish coming out. Otherwise, Vinesh and everybody else, I hope you guys have an awesome upcoming weekend. Stay safe and tight lines.
Thank you, Adam. What a great detailed report. I know you're going through a tough time with that big seas, but my friend, there are fish over there. And like you said, let's go and try those rivers. It is protected and we can probably get those rods bending. I'm sure you would. As for that carb action, yes, I also received a few reports from a few other mates of mine where they have mentioned that carb you are talking about. That's definitely on the bite in that Caribbean estate and San Lemire area. So if you're heading out to that whole wild coast stretch of beach, you are going to get some good carb activity. Adam, thank you so much, my friend. That was a truly remarkable report, although you didn't have much to go on about. You definitely got us inspired if we are willing to take the drive down there. Now moving down to Pennington and Rocky Bay. Guys, snook activity. I have got a report where they, over the past week, it has been some decent snook coming out on the, ski boat and kayak, boys. So if you're heading down that way, that's what you can expect. Now moving into Warner Beach, where the fishing has certainly picked up over the last 2 weeks. Gary has got a lot more to report on, and this is his report of what's been going on.
Afternoon, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good day to you all. Good rock salmon of about 4+ kilos was taken in the river on a lure during the week. Nice perch on various lures. The surf, a couple of pompano have come out. Those sort of smaller ones, shoal ones, 3 kilos. A couple of small shad. On the surf ski side, the cooter been taken daily. Most of it on mackerel. Mackerel from the shop and Bonnie's. Fish all seem to be that sort of upward of 10 kilo size. I have heard of a few shad at Umkababa. The sea wasn't too good for a few days, but this morning was very nice. But other than that, let's see what lies ahead in the week ahead. Tight line still then.
Thank you, Gary. Your reports are improving week by week. There is fish on the bite, and we will definitely visit that area if we do not want to travel too far. Now, if we are not traveling far at all, Durban, the species are definitely here. Mike V is excited, as always, with the variety of species that has been coming out. And we are followed with Brad, who's been having rods bending off his boat the entire week. Here are their reports for Durban.
How's it, my bud? Angling has been good all over the coast again. The guys that are fishing for the edibles are getting their stumpies, their grunties, their bronze bream. They're doing quite well. There's a couple of rock cod I've heard around as well, some nice ones. A good couple of black tip kingies again on the spoon and on bait on the coast. So yeah, it was an eventful weekend. The sea was a bit up. They did surge all over the place, but the guys that did persevere did get some nice fish. Apparently, Addington and Moyers had some lovely grey sharks on them, up to like 20 kilos. But yeah, that was about on the rock and surf side. Ski boats, you've got the Oaks getting some snook and cooter, again, still full up. Some lovely cooter. I saw a picture of one that I think was about 30 kilos. So yeah, that would have been good going there. There's been the odd yellowfin, odd big bonito. There's been some lovely bottoms as well, some Rockies. Oak's got some killbeck out in the deep. So yeah, the guys are going, they are getting their totals of fish. In the bay, a lot of grunter still. The Oaks that are putting in the time are getting a lot of grunter. A lot of small ones now, the bigger ones seem to have ducked, but they are still around, the guys are getting them. Lots of snapper salmon, a couple undersized cob in between them, so just be careful. Kingies and Springer still in the bay. The guys are getting on artificial. So, yeah, they're having some good fun there. Thanks, my bud. Have a great one.
Right. Good morning, guys. Brad here, Limsky Fishing Charters. Fishing report for the last week. Other than the terrible weather we had over the weekend, the fishing has been pretty good. We managed to get a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon and some off the Bluff area. There have been some nice cooter off of Chloe Belito side. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, guys, it's been all right. Eh? We get some nice Englishmen, some nice soldiers. A couple of the protein bream have come in. But yeah, as I say, I'm sitting out here at the moment in about 70 meters on the screen. Water temperature, 25 degrees. Guys are still wanting to go out into the deep. I've got a funny feeling that there will still be some Dorado and some good game fish out in the deep side. That's it, guys. Tight lines. Good luck, eh? Speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report. Looks like the fishing, no matter what species you are targeting, whether it's inedible, edible, or offshore, they are there. Whether you are fishing deep or game fish, they are there. So Durban is certainly the place to be, and that Kuta action is really on the bite, which is fantastic because next weekend is the Durban Ski Boat Festival, and we are bound to get a lot more reports of what's been coming out, especially if Mike is already talking about a 30-kilo Kuta. Ooh, very exciting to see what's going to be coming out for the competition next week. As we know, there are going to be 300 boats targeting Kuta, so, you know, very interesting news to pay attention to. Guys, that is Durban. Now moving on to the North Coast, we are with Jesse, who's got a fantastic report of what's been going on. And apart from that report, he has got phenomenal tips on drop shot angling, especially if you're a bucktail angler. Guys, pay attention. This is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Salt Rock, and Burlito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. We've had a decent week of fishing here on the North Coast. I'd say that most of the action that we had more towards Tugela, Siola areas, I wouldn't say subsided drastically, but we definitely aren't seeing the catches that we had before. And I'd say that the size of the fish has remained the same. The species count, the species numbers have dropped, but the species have stayed the same. So they're still catching a couple of triple tail, they're still catching cob. There's one or two shad coming out in the mix. But, I mean, you guys know that this time of the year in those areas, we normally get the shad starting to come through. So that's at least something to look forward to. And then in a couple of months, maybe 2 months or so, you'll start seeing the first garrick coming out. So that's, again, something to look out for in that area. And then moving a little bit south of Tugela, we've had, I would say that Tinley Manors and Kwazi is probably the area where we've had most of our reports of decent fish come out this week. When I say decent fish, a couple of sandies, we've had a couple of diamonds and one or two honeycombs, but it's very, very low numbers. I wouldn't say that it's something that would make me go up there and fish, but it's nice to see that they are still coming out, and the guys that are going down there are getting something for their efforts at least. Other than that, we take a look at a couple of bronze bream that have actually come out there, which is, I wouldn't say out of the norm, but it's just a little bit surprising that we're getting so many this time of the year. And I think the guys have kind of started to move through to Sheffield for the bronze bream now, and the guys are catching there quite frequently. Tarquin from our shop managed to get two really nice bronze bream over the weekend. So I think that's going to be the focus point going forward for the next couple of weeks, until the shad really start to move through, until the garrick start to pull through, and then the obviously the winter flatfish that we normally target in our areas, mainly being the blue skates. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. Staying in the Sheffield area, while we're talking about that, if you are somebody who likes to fish with soft plastics, bucktail jigs, you know, those little must-have bucktail jigs, they're available all the way down to a 1/8 of an ounce now, which are absolutely incredible. A lot of guys actually don't know that bucktail jigs are so effective from the surf. It is essentially the same as throwing drop shot. The only difference between it, the one that I feel is worth speaking about, is the fact that you can fish a bucktail jig in a slightly different manner. It benefits from having a twitch pause presentation, whereas your drop shots, whether it's paddle tails or minnows, it doesn't really make too much of a difference between the two. But your bucktail jigs, every time you pause it, the skirt flares up because there's turbulence that is formed behind the skirt. And what happens is as soon as you slow the bait down, the turbulence catches up with the bait and it flares the skirt. And it could look like anything from a small shoal of bait fish to a bait fish flaring its gills or even a slightly bigger fish eating. But the actual change of shape of the lure, once it pauses or comes to a stop or changes direction fast, is why a bucktail jig is so effective. So I would say people need to start exploring that a little bit more. Of course, your standard 3-4-5-inch minnows, either a straight tail or a fork tail is deadly. I mean, it's accountable for, I'd say, up to 50 or 60% of all of the catches on our North Coast here when it comes to spinning. So that is really effective. But on the days when things are really, really tough, switch over to a little mustad bucktail jig. It's the reason I say mustad is because, A, the hooks are extremely strong. We don't have problems with them opening up on kingies on the surf. You know, obviously, you're horsing those fish around the rocks. You don't want to go for anything that's got a mediocre hook on it that under pressure, when the fish is hooked wrong, it's going to just open up. The mustads do not have issues with that. They're much bigger hooks, which also means that you can effectively put on a little paddle tail or a little minnow or something on the back as a trailer as well, and it still has a wide enough gape there to get a better hook set, grab enough meat basically. And then so the jerk minnows, when I say they work in every situation, they do, but the limitation is you have to impart every single bit of lure to that, every bit of action to that lure possible. So what's going to happen is you cast it out, let it sink a little bit. Whether your preference is bouncing it along the bottom or twitching it through the water column, giving it action with the rod tip, every bit of action is what you're putting into it, and it doesn't take anything else. It's the most unforgiving bait. If you don't put the right action on it, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get a bite in most situations, because those fish are so keyed in on a certain bait, a certain action. It could mean the difference between catching and not catching, giving it three twitches and a pause, or giving it one twitch and a pause. That is the difference at times. And it might sound very technical to some people, but it actually does get down to that level of technicalities when the bite gets tough. A bucktail jig, like I said, is a lot more forgiving. So give them a try, guys. I think you'll be surprised at what they can actually do. There's a reason why worldwide they're one of the most versatile and well-used baits for almost every species. Give it a shot. I think you'll be surprised. And while I'm on that topic, is the guys in Sheffield were doing incredibly well on the little bucktail jigs. And we got a bit of feedback. We had a couple customers come in, and you know what happens. The guys walk down the beach and they see the guys who are catching fish and they go and have a chat. And the one gent, I forget his name, I'm not great with names, he caught quite a few on the bucktails. Another guy saw that, came in and bought some, and eventually now we are in a situation where we don't have a lot of the productive colors and sizes left. We are going to be getting more soon. So just a heads up to the guys, you know, if you see some, take them. And it's all the smaller sizes. I'm talking 7-foot rod, 8-foot rod, 1/8 of an ounce, up to 3/4 of an ounce or 1 ounce. In the mustad range, all of them are available. So give it a shot. I think you'll be impressed. Moving down from Sheffield, in Belito itself, we've had a decent run. The guys are catching 1 or 2 shad. I saw a honeycomb come out off the bricks in Belito. I'm not going to say where it was, just out of respect for the angler. And then the guy spinning in Belito as well caught a couple of pickhandle barracuda, 1 or 2 shad on the spoon as well, and then obviously the little kingies, and then 1 or 2 wrasse, which I know one angler caught both of those. Wrasse, as most people know, love a little S-bend spoon, so if you're going to be fishing in the gullies and everything, you can expect that, especially in the Belito and Sheffield area. moving a little bit south. Sweetwaters is starting to see more activity of anglers, which is common in the winter months, but it seems to be starting earlier. And I've got a feeling that the guys are actually going after cob. I don't think it's the crowd that normally congregates there in the winter months for shad. It's more of the cob crowd, which is quite nice to see, because that means that people are getting out there and starting to target more species, which is nice. And then down from there, the Westbrook area, the guys, I heard some stories and horror stories again of guys going out there and getting absolutely taken to the cleaners by big fish from the surf spinning. And I would assume that that's a couple of kingies, because the guys that have launched on the boats and the jet skis there seem to have been hooking in a couple of kingies as well. Speaking of the boats and the skis, again, Westbrook seems to be one of the more productive areas this week. A couple of kuta have come out there on mackerel. The guys pulling lure seem to have struggled a little bit, but the fish are there nonetheless. I mean, whether you put a lure out or a bait out, you're going to get them. You're just going to get more on bait now, because it is big kuta season, you know. What's going to happen is you're going to put those baits out there, and those big fish are so fussy and so clever that they're not going to just take any bait or any lure. You basically have to go and target those fish specifically with baits. I'm not going to say necessarily bigger baits, but bonnies, mackerel, walla walla, all of them are going to work. I'd definitely say give that a shot at Westbrook if you want. And then moving north as well, you'll get those fish at the mouth. We're so looking forward to the garrick season coming through to the Tongaat mouth there. And the guys normally pitch some baits out there at the mouth and have some fun with the garrick. So in a month or two, we can start seeing fish starting to move through in that area. Snook in Westbrook, one or two, not a heck of a lot. Moving up the coast to Belito on the boats, one or two tuna. I know that the guys, again, got one or two kuta up that side in the week, but not what it was last week. And all the way up north, sharks. That is it. As far as your fishing goes on the boats in the north coast, all I've heard is sharks. That's every ski boater and paddle ski angler that comes through to the shop is talking about sharks. They are catching a fish or two. Some are getting some decent fish out, but it's not fireworks, guys. I would say spend the time making up some traces. You're going to need one or two extra when you go out there anyway, because the sharks are wild. But with this colder water starting up now, we can also expect the snooks to start moving through. So start making up some snook traces in your quiet time as well. And I think that'll be beneficial. Anyway, guys, as always, thanks for everything. I appreciate it. Thanks for the feedback during the last week. And if you want to send me some photos and some footage of your fishing, please do so. You're more than welcome to. Or if you want to come into the shop and have a chat, please do. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Wow, Jesse, what a phenomenal report, my friend. There is so much to unpack with that one. I mean, wow, you've had me intrigued from the start to the finish of your report, because I am now completely excited about going and trying my bucktail jigs. I've got a whole arsenal of them in my bag, which I haven't really used all that much. I'm more of a bait guy, but yeah, hearing all that about the drop shot fishing, the bucktail fishing, using those minnows, I had no idea about the amount of twitches that could make a difference with the minnows. So thank you for that advice. It is truly priceless advice. I'm so grateful for what you have shared with that. As for the fishing side, yep, bronze bream is certainly the species to target until that shad and gary come about. As for that offshore side, well, we know the kuta are there. We know the snook is there. Hey, speaking about the snook, check out the Marutu 3196 hook. It seems to be the trending hook for snook right now. But apart from that, yeah, let's be prepared for that tax man. So North Coast is definitely fishing well. It looks like there is activity all over, whether we are scratching, whether we are drop shotting, whether we are fishing for inedibles or offshore. It is certainly the place to be, which is not too far from off of Durban. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be heading up to your area, my friend. Now moving out of there into Richards Bay, where there has been some good action amongst all species. We have Ali. Guys, Ali is on the boat when she reported this. There is a bit of wind noise in the background, but it is definitely a report you want to listen to, especially if you're heading up in that area. So guys, here is Ali with this week's fishing report.
Hey guys, it's Ali from Richards Bay. I hope you're all. Fishing for this past week has been really good, especially for deep sea anglers. We've caught plenty of cuta and marlin, as well as some amberjacks and tuna. On the bottom side, anglers caught plenty of salmon, sarnopod, as well as some stingish and saltfish. In our harbour, fishing was also really good. There was an angler, a friend of mine, Chris Fasahi, who caught a 39 point something kilo Douglas salmon on the north side, which was really good. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, tight times.
Thank you, Ali. A 39 kilo Daga salmon. What a catch. Guys, Richards Bay is certainly performing right now. Now, moving up to St. Lucia. Guys, Kuta. Kuta, Kuta, Kuta. That's all I've been seeing all week from those WhatsApp groups I am a part of. So, yeah, if you are heading up to St. Lucia, book a charter or head up with your boat if you don't have one. Find a buddy who's got a boat. But if you don't, there are charters out there and they are getting the cruiser. Apart from that, on that rock and surf side, my friend Dennis has told me that there has been Grunter, Pompano and the Shad on the bite. So St. Lucia is another area up north where there are rods bending all over the place. Guys, that is our saltwater report for this week. Now, if you thought that was awesome, wait until you hear the freshwater action from Jan in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
So, guys, after a week of fine and stable autumn weather, one might even say that summer still has a big toe in the door, what with a near 30 degree days we've been having recently. But the upside is that the fish also seem to be enjoying the weather and are out to play. The trout still waters are getting a considerable amount of attention, which is probably totally unrelated to the size and quality of the fish which are being reported. Just a side note here, tongue planted firmly in cheek. The Stillwater returns coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers, which outnumber the river returns for the first time this season, I must say, are showing good numbers of rainbow trout in the 15 to 20 inch, that is 40 to 50 centimeter bracket, and of course a good couple of larger specimens in the 21 to 22 inch, that is 53 to 58 centimeter class. Those are some sizable fish there. With the fish feeding up now for the approaching winter, larger patterns have been on the menu, in particular woolly buggers, dragonfly and minnow patterns. No reports of any of the quote-unquote bank cruisers as yet, but as the waters cool still further, these fish trying to play the nuptial game will become apparent and will put sight fishing from the bank right at another level. While taking a little bit of less heat now that the still waters are putting on a show, the NFFC River Beats have also not been too shy with their output of brown trout for the anglers that have ventured that way. A good couple of fish reported in the 7 to 10 inch, that is 17 to 25 centimeter bracket, with the best of the returns posting a fish of between 13 to 15 inches, that is 33 to 38 centimeters from the Moy River. As reported last week, the rivers have cleared up beautifully, and with the upper reaches now running crystal clear, the dry fly fishing is taking off. Larger fish are usually a little bit more shy to come up for a dry and clear water on bright days, so will require nymphing to get the fly down to the fish in the deeper sections. While on the topic of rivers, with the waters finding off and clearing, the scaly, that is Natal yellowfish anglers, are also getting out there. And the first report is in from the NFFC beat on the Umkumas. While the fishing is a bit slower than in summer, the hunt is on for bigger winter fish. A bit further afield to the north, Craig Carter from Dundee has been reporting some good winter fish already. With just a little over 5 weeks left in the river calendar, now is the prime time to get out on your favorite piece of running water. And just another reminder that the winter fly fishing events start in a little over 6 weeks' time, so best get your name in that list if you want to get stuck into some winter hogs. While there are still some good fish coming out from Albert Falls Dam, word from the water is that Albert's is starting to quote-unquote close down, but there are still plenty of good fish in the 1 to 1.5 kilogram mark that are willing to play the game at mid-mar, with anglers reporting that fish are not picky at all and are taking just about anything you can throw at them. Worth noting is that as the colder weather comes closer, the bass are no longer where they used to be, or just simply in smaller numbers. Bass behavior during this time is driven by the need to build up reserves for winter and move to spots where they will sit for the winter period. Fish tend to move to hard structure in deeper water that will be less exposed to fluctuating water temperatures, or they will move to areas where the grass is thick for the insulation. So guys, still plenty of time while the weather's good. Get those lines out there. Tight lines to you all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Matsburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan, for that fantastic advice. Exactly what you offer at the Kingfisher, buddy. When it comes to puns and metaphors, you are an absolute legend. I love them. For now, back to your report. When you spoke about the bass, that was music to my ears. They will eat anything you throw at them right now. So Mudmar is certainly an area to go and target those species. I know if I'm going for my freshwater action, that's exactly where I will be. Jan, once again, thank you for your tips and advice on that trout fishing. Thank you for sharing that advice on those patterns that they are feeding on. Guys, that is Jan's report of the freshwater side. You can always give him a call or pop into the Kingfisher for further details and, you know, technical advice on what you may need for when you're heading out to those areas. Now that rounds off our fishing report for KZN, it is looking absolutely fantastic. We have mentioned so many species in the show. It is going on to 40 minutes. That's how many species has been reported over our coastline this past week. It is absolutely fantastic. Yes, we know there are big seas. We know there's some hot weather. We know there's good days and bad days. But amongst all of that, if we are putting a bait out there, we have got a chance. There are fish out there, and we will get them no matter where we are, whether we are north, south, freshwater, or offshore, we are going to get some fish. So that's exactly the plan for this weekend. It is shaping up to be pretty good, irrespective of the seas. And if you do find those big seas, well, like Adam said, head to the rivers. There is definitely something to get those rods bending. Guys, I hope we got you into the right feeding zones for this weekend, as we usually try to do. And please take that advice on everything our reporters have shared, especially that bit on bucktail fishing. I know that definitely sunk in with me, and it's something I'm going to be trying out a lot more. So, until next week, wherever you go on our KZN coastline, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. So thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. None of this could happen without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you. And in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.